As human beings, we have a success instinct, but most people don't realize that they can actually predict their own level of success. So why are some people more successful than others? You're tired of looking at your friends or acquaintances and even strangers and wondering what they've done differently or better than you have to experience a better quality of life. There's nothing will make you madder than to meet somebody who's dumber than you, who's making more money than you. They have more money, nicer lives, better health, better jobs, better businesses, better homes, and better families. And you know that they're no better, smarter, or more talented than you are. Why is this? So what does set the ultra-successful person apart from the mediocre? While it may have seemed like mystery and chance in the past, there's actually a science to success. And when you apply the scientific principles to your own life, you can learn to operate at peak performance and set yourself up for predictable, automatic success in every area of your life. Your personal life, your family, your income, your business. Here's the best way to define success. The most important thing you can do is to decide exactly what success means to you. What would your life look like if you made it into a masterpiece? All great achievement begins with your decision of what it is you really want and then dedicating yourself wholeheartedly to attaining it. There are 7 desires or goals that we all have in common. The first and easily the most important is peace of mind. You'll find that you can evaluate how well you're doing at any given time in your life by how much inner peace you enjoy. If for any reason you compromise your values or go against that little voice inside, your peace of mind is the first thing to suffer. The second common desire we all have is that we all want to be healthy and have high levels of energy. Just as peace of mind is your natural mental state, your health and energy is your natural and normal physical state. In health, you find your true energy and radiance. If you achieve all kinds of things in the material world but have the absence of health, you'll never get any pleasure from your other accomplishments. Now, the third ingredient of success is happy relationships with people you love and people who love and care about you. In fact, your ability to enter into and maintain long-term relationships is the essence of your personality. It demonstrates the way that you get along with others and the way that they get along with you. Now, the fourth ingredient of success is financial freedom. Financial freedom means that you're making enough money so that you don't have to think about it continually, or best of all, that you never think about it at all. Most people worry about money all the time, and that's a lousy way to live. Nearly 80% of the population is preoccupied with money problems. They think about it when they wake up, and they think about it during the day, and they think about it when they go to sleep at night, and sometimes it keeps them awake at night. The only way for you to achieve financial freedom is for you to define your financial goals clearly and then make plans to achieve those goals. The fifth ingredient of success is having worthy goals and ideals. You need to feel that your life stands for something, that you're making a valuable contribution to the world. Self-awareness is the sixth ingredient of success. Now, self-awareness is a critical part of mental health. This is how you discover why you react and respond the way you do to people and situations around you. Successful people understand themselves and why they think and feel the way they do, and that's one of the things that you learn. When you can understand and accept yourself, you can begin moving forward in other areas of your life. The seventh ingredient of success is personal fulfillment, what Abraham Maslow called self-actualization. This is the feeling that you are becoming everything that you're capable of becoming, that you're realizing your full potential for happy living. When you have the courage to decide exactly what you want, you begin the process of unlocking your hidden powers to succeed.
Success is something you attract by the person you become. Success is not something you pursue, chase, run after. Success is something you develop, something you become. You attract success. So the whole key to unlock all the treasure, whether it's economic treasures or spiritual treasures, financial, social, personal, every way you can possibly think of, what you become is much more valuable than what you get. What you become is much more valuable than what you get. The major question to ask on the job is not what am I getting here. The major question to ask on the job is what am I becoming here. Not what am I getting, what am I becoming. So it's very important what you become. Because what you become attracts. If you become cynical, you attract cynicism. So this whole subject of personal development was so vitally important to me. It changed my life. It was unbelievable. So let's talk a little bit about personal development. If you'll start doing different things with the same circumstances, since we cannot change the circumstances, but we can change ourselves. We can change what we do. Another secret to success. If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes. And he said, it'll all change for you. So let's talk a little bit about personal development. That extraordinary adventure I undertook starting at age 25. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Once I got that, it turned my life around. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you'll make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. And start this whole process of personal development. Work on yourself. Make yourself more valuable. I'm telling you, you can so dynamically change your income. And economics is the least of the values that you can start earning in terms of equity. If you'll start working harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work hard on yourself and develop the skill. Work hard on yourself and develop the graces. All of the stuff necessary to become more valuable to the marketplace. I'm telling you, your whole life can explode into change.
Everything you want from God, it has to be written. It's a principle of success. It's a law. It's not a theory that Oprah came up with for 30 years telling you about vision board. Oprah didn't come up with this. You know, Michelle Obama didn't come up. This is nothing Steve Harvey came up with. If you have something in your life that you're trying to acquire or you want, and you don't have it written down, you have now reduced the chances of you getting it by 80%. Write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry, tarry means take a while. And even though it tarry, wait for it. For surely it will come at an appointed time. That's a fact. It's not a theory. It's a fact. I dare you to go home and write down everything you want on paper. Read it every morning and every night. I dare you. In 1 year, I want you to pull that paper off and check, put a check mark by everything you've accumulated on that list. You'll be stunned. You will be absolutely stunned. It don't matter if you don't believe in it. It don't matter if you've ever heard of it. It don't matter if you think it's hocus pocus. I dare you to try. This ain't Steve. This in your Bible. This in the same one you got. It ain't in the rich people's Bible. It's in yours, man. If you do that one simple thing, you obey that one law he created, it changes your life forever. How you think rich people get where they at? How you think I got here? You think I'm smarter than you? Cause I'm not. I ain't got no education. You think what? Cause I done flunked out everything I've ever been in. I've lost more times than all of you. I come out the dirt. I lived in my car for 3 years. I've been in a car for 3 years. You ain't done that one. You ain't been to jail. You ain't been locked up. You ain't been shot. What else? Let me go to you. You probably ain't on your third marriage. You probably ain't lost everything you ever owned twice. Yeah, I'm just saying you probably ain't. You could have, but you probably ain't. So how did I get here? Because I learned the principles of success. I just started writing stuff down. That's how I got here. I'm not smarter than you. God don't love me more than he love you. I'm the same child of God you are. But what I got though, I got a lot of common sense.